An increased demand. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
I have usually about 30 messages in about 4 days, people wanting to schedule, and I hesitate to call them because I hate to tell them no, but I'm afraid to tell them yes.
Terry Sellers of White Pine is not the only one receiving that kind of quantity of messages these days. Several other meat processors are as well, as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the increased desire for local meat.
I usually am 6 months out. My regular customers have stepped up and put me about a year out, you know, and booked out instead of 6 months. But, you know, it has increased people asking and wanting, you know.
Terry owns and operates Seller Custom Meat Cutting and has been in the business for more than 20 years now. The process they go through?
We slaughter the animal and it comes in alive. We slaughter it, cut it into quarters, hang it in a cooler for it varies. Some beef will only hang 11, 12 days. Some will hang up to 15. But we cut it, we custom cut it to their specification, how they ask us to, and package it, vacuum seal it, and freeze it, and label it. And the owner of the animal, I'm working for him. He hires me to do it the way he wants it and pays me to do that.
It's not necessarily a quick process either. That's why some processors are estimating they won't be able to get some producers' meat until a year from now or even longer.
Right now, we do 8 to 10 beef and 2 hogs a week. That's sort of what we pretty well every week. And everything has to turn over in 14 to 15 days. We don't age them any longer than that. I've been asked to do that, but that really messes my system up to go into 21 days.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.